Welcome to Let's Talk Family Law, your source for how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. This podcast series is created and produced by Weber Gallagher. Visit us at wglaw.com. This program should not be considered legal advice. Please consult our attorneys for your specific situation. And now, here are our hosts.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Mirabile, and I am a partner in the Family Law Group at Weber Gallagher. Today in this podcast, I'm going to discuss tax issues you should be aware of if you are going through a divorce. As we approach tax season, we get a lot of requests regarding tax issues. We certainly advise our client they should always consult a tax professional, but we can provide general guidance. This year, your 2022 taxes must be filed on or before April 18th, 2023. If your taxes are not completed by then, you can request an extension. Everyone gets one automatic extension. You must request the extension before the taxes are due, or you will face interest and penalties. You must also make any payments due with the extension. If you file for an extension, your taxes are due on or before October 16th, 2023. The question I'm asked the most is, how should I file my taxes if I'm going through a divorce? I always advise clients it is much more beneficial financially to file a joint income tax return to not only maximize your deductions, but also to secure the highest refund. Filing a joint income tax return will also allow the parties to secure the highest available standard deduction in the amount of $27,700. Your tax filing status is determined by an individual's marital status as of the last day of the year. If you have not received your divorce decree by December 31st, you are considered married and still qualify to file a joint income tax return. But in any given year, if you are granted your divorce decree, even if it is January 2nd or December 1st, you are then considered divorced and no longer can file a joint income tax return. What are your options? If you are divorced by the end of the year, a party may choose to file as head of household, which would still give you a $20,800 standard deduction. In this case, you may only select filing as head of household if you are a property owner and you have paid more than one half the costs of maintaining the property, including payment of the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. If the parties are filing separate, the party who has primary physical custody claims the dependency exemption, unless the parties have negotiated an agreement, a written agreement, to allow the other party who is the non-custodial parent to claim the deduction. In this case, the non-custodial parent must attach the written agreement confirming they are entitled to claim the exemption, and they must also attach a copy of the necessary IRS form signed by the custodial parent in order to actually claim the dependency exemption. This is important because whomever claims the dependency exemption is then entitled to receive the child tax credit. The exemption is the most audited issue for separate tax filers. Therefore, it is very important to follow the rules if you intend to claim the dependency exemption for children. Now, of course, there are always exceptions to filing a joint income tax return. One exception is usually surrounding whether one spouse is self-employed and any concerns regarding deductions taken by the business on the tax return. In this type of situation, you might still agree to file a joint income tax return, even if you are concerned about some of the deductions, because then you may want to negotiate a tax indemnification agreement. The terms of that indemnification agreement would hold you harmless from any audit or tax liability between your spouse, remembering that the IRS or any taxing authority has not signed your agreement, so the agreement is only between you and your spouse. Finally, if the parties file an extension for a joint income tax return, they cannot later file separate tax returns. And if the parties file separate extensions, the parties may later choose to file a joint tax return. I hope that in considering and filing your 2023 tax returns, I have given you some helpful tips. Please contact the Family Law Group at Weber Gallagher to discuss all your family law matters.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Family Law, presented by Weber Gallagher. We hope you join us next time to learn more about how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. Until then, please visit us at wglaw.com.